As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday late morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Handful of different Falcons topics to dive into at 12:20 as well. Back page with Bo, championship Bo, championship winning manager Bo Johnson.
Champ Yon.
Shout out to the champs. I know we'll hear more about that in about an hour from right now. We'll get back.
The champ is here.
We'll get back into some NBA playoffs, not NBA playoffs, NBA finals conversation in just a couple of minutes. And yeah, that interesting report from Smoke and Joe Patrick up there at Flowery Branch that Kyle Pitts is going to be held out of OTAs again, and they're going to be careful with him because of the foot thing that he's dealing with.
Yeah, I'm just curious, did he have something going into the offseason that, you know, they don't have to disclose anything or like that? But I'm just curious because how he said because last week we thought he didn't show up. Well, he was actually in the building.
Right.
And so now they're putting in a situation where you're being extra cautious with them. I mean, you don't need them right now.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, they should be extra cautious with
everybody
right now because it's June.
But if you're telling me that he has something that he's dealing with this offseason, then, he don't need to be out there.
Right.
You know, and so we'll just keep, like you said, continue to monitor this situation, Andy, because it seems like it's a fluid story. Is that good? How was that?
That was a really good way of saying nothing. Saying we don't know. we're going to monitor.
Yeah.
I always like to say that too when I don't know. We're going to keep an eye on that story, and anything we know, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you updated on this fluid. Isn't every situation fluid?
I don't know.
Like in life? Like, because time continues to go, unless something's over. Like, the Knicks-Pacers series is no longer fluid.
Correct.
It ended.
Well, but there's a fluid situation going on with the Knicks as far as their personnel.
Yeah, their offseason is now fluid.
Yes. Like, okay, because you've been at press conferences and you've asked questions. I refuse to do them. I remember they tried to get me to go up there, and I was like, okay, let me just see if I get in this picture that somebody's taken of the coach, and I'll be in the picture, and so you'll know that I was there. You remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember those days. I'm like, I ain't going.
There's weird rules around here for a
weird
while.
Rules. I don't want to go. We have 92.9 The Game reporters for that.
Yeah, Falcons reporters.
Yeah, I ain't a reporter. Mm-mm. So why do I got to go to practice and ask them questions?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, let me get in this picture real quick.
I did a couple really terrible interviews with Isaiah Oliver and Deidre Sanat.
You were my boy.
When we were forced to go to Flowery Branch.
You my boy, because I wasn't going. I was like,
Well, I don't have the cachet. I'll go.
It ain't cachet. It's the when you're looking at something. It's because I'll do anything they ask me to do right here, and I usually do. They ask me to do something or whatever. Hey, we're not really in a tell like thing relationship. They ask me, I always do it, but I wasn't doing that. He told me. I wasn't doing it. I was like, I'm not going to Flower Branch.
So then we made the deal of, all right, one person from the show has to go. And I was like, well, it's only two people on the show. I guess I'm going.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going.
Randy lives a lot closer than I do.
I live way closer to Flower Branch.
Right. I guess I'll drive my ass an hour and 15 minutes up there to get some three-word answers from Isaiah Oliver about why the secondary is not
but
playing
you know
better.
But you're better at that than me.
I guess. I mean,
that was it.
There was no evidence from those interviews.
That's what I said. Oh, man, Andy's so much more polished and seasoned at interviewing athletes. I'm not.
There was no evidence in those interviews that I was better at it. Those interviews were dreadful.
But back to the point we're talking about the Knicks. Like, the dude, you just lost. This man just lost a heartbreaking series. And your question to him is his head coach the right head coach? The way Brunson looked at him, I would have got up and left.
Yeah, that's
is that a real question?
It's a crazy thing to ask someone who just lost a conference finals.
Yeah.
Like, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, game six.
Yes.
They didn't get embarrassed. They played well in the series. Could have won a couple games that they didn't win.
Yeah.
Obviously, they got pretty well blown off the floor on Saturday night in the second half.
The first half was Knicks.
Yeah, they were playing
They played the pace they wanted to play.
Yes. And then the Pacers came out. The Pacers really kind of hit them with a Thunder-style onslaught in that third quarter, and it was over at that point. But the Knicks have nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah, man.
Now, we talked about Tibbs and his job security heading into the playoffs, because it was like...
You remember, I thought they were going to lose first round to Detroit.
If they lose to Detroit, they're going to have to probably make a change. They didn't, obviously. And they won the second round series against the Celtics, who everybody had, you know, pretty well inked in to win the championship.
Right.
This is a successful season for the Knicks.
Yes.
I know that this doesn't exist in this day and age in sports, but you can have a successful season and not win a championship.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks had a successful season.
That's not...
Now, I guess. I don't know.
They this ring culture now, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the ring culture.
And that's what that is. That's a reporter who's influenced by that.
Yes.
Asking questions, in real life about stuff that exists only on the internet. That's my issue with stuff like this.
Yeah,
it's
right.
That's a dumbass internet conversation.
Yes.
You can't ask Jalen Brunson if Tom Thibodeau should get fired while he's sitting on the podium still sweaty.
Yes.
From game six. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. I don't like
but that. But they did end up losing. We had fun with it, but it was funny when, I thought Tyrese Halliburton was going to win, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. Yeah. It didn't even cross my mind that
Drew Pascal Siakam. That Drew Skameen came right after. That was the first, next thought to my head was like, oh, hell. They're going to have some fun with this right here.
Yes.
But, I mean, they are, the defense that they're going to play. I'm talking about Oklahoma City. Because Oklahoma City, they're, what did they say, 28-1? Against the Eastern Conference this year?
Is that right? Jeez, I didn't know that. That's insane.
Yeah, I think so.
Who was the one?
Didn't Boston beat them?
Did they? Okay. They had a marquee game or something
like
that.
So.
I was just hoping it was a random loss to Charlotte or something like that. You know?
Yeah, I think they had 28-1 or something like that. I was like,
that's stupid.
Are you serious? 29-1. Something like that. Well, anyway.
Yeah, that's what they are. And I hope people understand that. You're talking about a team that, if they win the championship in the next couple of weeks, is going to have one of the great single season runs we've ever seen in terms of wins. They won 68 games in the regular season.
Yes.
That plus 16 to win in the playoffs, that's 84 wins. Hardly any team has ever done that. Not to mention their scoring differential in the regular season. It's gone up in the playoffs. They win by more points per game in the playoffs than they were winning in the regular season. They have the MVP, obviously, in SGA. I get it because none of those guys are perennially first team all NBA guys.
Right.
I guess you could say household names. There's no household names yet. I think SGA is kind of becoming that during this run, but that's what this is. That's what this is. Similar to Boston last year. Boston, that run they went on last season is one of the single best runs, championship runs that happened in a year.
Right.
That's what this is too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you think when we talk defense, we continue to talk about Oklahoma defense. And what they're going to, the bodies that they're going to be able to throw at Halliburton. And I'm talking about four guys that they could just throw at him to pick him up full court. Once one of them gets tired, they'll bring another one in. Mm-hmm. They're going to agitate the hell out of him.
I bet they take him off the ball a lot.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet they do. I would imagine that's Carlisle's changeup to what they're, get him the ball back in the half court so he can facilitate, but. They need to play defense so they can run.
Yes.
That's how the Knicks in game five and six, that's how the Knicks were able to slow it down. They scored. Mm-hmm. They made shots in the half court, so then the Pacers weren't able, and they still ran off made baskets. Like the Pacers
they run off makes.
The Pacers got open layups, fast break layups off of makes. And then when the Knicks started missing shots in the third quarter, it was over. But that's what the Pacers have to do against the Thunder. They have to find a way to make them less efficient in the half court so they can run and try to get them to play that pace. If the Thunder get them in the half court, they're going to win all four games. The Thunder's defense is too good, and they're gonna stifle them. But that's that's got to at least be in the some of the plans. Is because you know they're going to try to take Tyrese Halliburton out of the series.
Yeah, I mean because he's the head of the snake. Yeah. As great as Pascal is, it's still Halliburton is the head.
And so luckily, Neesmith a little bit, Nembhard a little bit. You're probably going to see more T.J. McConnell at times because he can handle the basketball. Obviously, they got guys that can do it. That's the thing about. Minnesota doesn't.
Yeah.
Like if Ant-Man's being bombarded defensively, they're done.
Yeah.
And they were. You saw it. The series was a joke. I don't know. I hope this series isn't. I hope it's good. Because then it's just going to validate all the people that said, no one cares about this series anyway. If the Thunder sweep them, it's like, well, I can't really argue.
There's nothing entertaining
about a sweep.
I mean, the games can be entertaining, but it's just
true.
Be sweet.
Yeah, that's true. It could be close games.
So that's my thought process on it. But I think that, how OKC is just, they're so good.
Yep.
And I'm talking about both sides.
I think they're great.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
Yeah. They're
yeah.
And they're going to be like that for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing about it. And I know you don't want to talk about it, but I mean, they had one of the snippets that was voiced over by Windhorse talking about Sam Presti's run.
Yeah.
And
it's incredible.
It's incredible. Coming from Boston, he was, because then you were talking off the air, 29 year old GM with the Seattle comes in. First big move, trades Ray Allen.
Yep.
To his hometown team, Boston.
Traded him back to Boston. Everyone was like, oh, cool. So we hired a Celtics guy so they could just trade Ray Allen to the Celtics?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Then he makes his move. Then he gets KD and all those. And it's just unbelievable. And they were talking about the Paul George thing of it, too. Like, at the time.
They did a whole dramatic
production. It had tentacles to it.
About Paul George. Yeah, really, it's just Paul George got traded for Sabonis. Sabonis got traded for Halliburton. Yes. And then Paul George got traded for SGA.
Yeah.
I did it in 10 seconds.
But the thing about it is,
they did a five-minute. They had, filters.
But everybody would have did the trade.
Yes.
That's the thing about it.
Both of those trades. Anybody would have done both of those trades.
Yeah, man. But, hey, Paul PG is he's sitting around. He said, what did he pick?
Podcasting.
Podcast probably. P saying that, what a crossover, Paul. Yeah, it's taxing to play 82 games. Y'all are so damn soft.
Is that right?
Y'all are so freaking soft.
Is 82
man.
A lot? It's too many?
So freaking soft. It's taxing. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're a professional athlete.
You know
it's
what?
Hard.
Yeah, you got to be in pretty good shape to do it, which is why you guys work out so much.
Oh, my God.
It's also why they pay you all those dollars to do it. He said a couple wild things this offseason. Yeah. Like he said, if it wasn't for LeBron, we probably would have got a couple championships in Indiana. And there's a whole Paul George fan base.
Yeah, we were talking about kids.
Kids love Paul George.
Paul got a smooth ass game.
Don't get me
wrong.
Yeah,
he got a smooth ass game.
I enjoy watching Paul George play basketball.
But
don't get me wrong.
But
he's not one of those guys.
But being the Heat fan, through those series, I was like, who the hell is Paul George?
Where'd this guy come from?
Fresno
State, 13th pick? This guy's crazy.
Is sweet.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Dude, really good. Sweet.
Really, really good.
But they love him.
They do. But also, I got to hit him with a maybe. Maybe, if LeBron wasn't there, maybe. Because LeBron didn't win all those championships either. They lost to the Spurs. You telling me Paul George is taking down those peak Spurs?
No.
I don't think so.
No, he's not.
I don't think so.
He's not.
Who else? By the end of it with the Warriors, they're going to beat those guys? No offense, but probably not. So, I don't know. Tell yourself the story you want to tell
yourself.
Whatever
you need to tell yourself, young man.
Whatever gets the podcast some clicks and listens.
Podcast P, baby.
Yeah.
Podcast P.
Keep on podcasting.
Yeah, but hell, everybody else is.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Everybody else is.
And we're doing it. We podcasted this morning.
You were right about that that Falcons new that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of pissed off folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it.
What do they call it? When people watch murder documentaries or listen to murder podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
What is that you're doing? It's a doom scrolling or something like that, or it's trauma porn. That's what that's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
That Falcons podcast is going to be trauma porn for Falcons fans. Like, if you're listening to that, and you should listen to it, because those guys are all awesome, and obviously we love Harry working with them and all that, but, like, I think they're just going to tell in-depth stories about bad stuff that happened.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, I mean... Because there's mostly bad stuff that happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be, and I'm just telling you right now, Kyle Shanahan's going to catch a lot of it. He bet his ass better at, well, all head coaches have their own personal security guy. Anyways, he better hire another one. He better hire another one, San Fran, come up in this thing with some of those stories that's going to come out.
No,
his
I know.
Ass.
I agree. The only thing about that is, like, I feel like, yes, definitely there's a lot of blame to go around about all kinds of different stuff that's going to come up on that podcast and games and the way it ended that year and all that. But, like, it's not like Kyle Shanahan disappeared. He's been back to the Super Bowl a couple times since then. You know what I mean? And you know who hasn't been? So maybe he was to credit for some of what took place that year.
Oh, no. He was a big part.
But that was everything changed. Not everything. It was still pretty good in 17. Yeah. But then injuries started mounting and stuff like that. But, like, you know, there was one year where everything was great, and there was one thing that kind of brought it all together. It was health, that it was, you know, guys in their primes and getting Alex Mack at center for sure, but, you know.
This guy called plays.
Shanahan's had offenses in the top five since then.
Yeah.
I don't think this offense has been in the top five
with
since
then. With a Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, whatever happened to that Kyle Shanahan guy?
But you better bring your, you better wear your bullet print. All day long.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come up here, Kyle.
They play them this year?
Yes.
Playoffs. Oh, they do. That's right.
You better wear your bulletproof vest all day long.
All right. We'll come back and get into an NFL no huddle. Hopefully, we'll keep getting – obviously, I know they're up there. Raheem's talking today. We'll get some Raheem Morris audio at some point today, but he's talking about Kyle Pitts. We'll let you know what he said after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.